The Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. My name is Trish, and with me, as always, is my incredible co-host, Kylie.
That's right, Trish. I'm super excited to be here today, and we are tackling a subject that we've all faced at some point, which I am personally dealing with, hence why we're talking about it, because we want you guys to know that, you know, we're just regular people out here trying to help everybody, you know, do the best they can with what they have. So today we're going to be talking about hearing no. So whether it's in our personal or our professional lives, rejection can sting. I don't like it. Do you enjoy this feeling?
No.
But fear not, because today we're going to equip you guys with some tips and tricks and tools to navigate these objections.
Yeah. And, you know, one term that we learned in Cardone that really, really, really has helped me with this is what's called an RDR.
Talk to me.
Okay. So we used to teach agents how to navigate objections. And instead, Grant Cardone explained to us that there are no objections. There are just RDRs, which is a reactionary defense response. And
It's like when you walk into a store and someone comes up and says, hey, can I help you? And you don't even think about it. You're like, do I need help? You don't even think about it. You're just like, no.
No. Yeah. We learned this as a child, like be seen and not heard. Don't be a problem. Don't be a pain. Don't be a burden. And, you know, especially back in the day, I feel like that's where they got the term greasy car salesman from, is like salespeople were seen as bad. And so a lot of times people start with these reactionary defense responses. And you may also do it like, I know one thing we noticed is we always did it with our kids. So it'd be like, I want ice cream. No, I want this. No, no. Like, you're not even listening.
No,
you're just automatically.
I literally heard nothing of what you asked for. You could have asked me for some food or something, another Band-Aid.
Yeah.
For those of you who have children, you know exactly what that means. It means we have no Band-Aids because you are asking me for one.
Yeah. So we do this all the time. I mean, I walked into GNC one time and the lady's like, oh, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And then I was like literally immediately kicking myself because I had never been in there before. It was like a new store that I happened to stop by. I didn't know where anything was. And then I'm just like walking up and down the aisles like an idiot when I could have just been like, yes, please show me where XYZ protein is. And I could have been in and out. But we have these reactionary defense response systems where we default as
it's a
humans
default
to know.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that I really worked to overcome this was with the kids. I used to give them a yes day. And I wonder if they still remember this because they were pretty young. But I would have a whole day where I had to say yes to everything. I wasn't allowed to say no. So as long as it wouldn't physically cause them injury. Or make us go broke, I had to say yes all day long.
So they woke up in the morning and they were like, can I have pizza for breakfast?
Yes.
Can I eat my pizza in the living room and watch TV?
Yes.
Can we go to the park afterwards?
Yes.
Can you then feed me ice cream?
Yes.
Can I skip my nap?
Yes.
Can you take me to the store? I need a new t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is making me anxious. Do not tell Casey and Kaya about the day of yes.
But the day of yes was always so much fun. And that's the thing. Like,
kids have fun.
We just default to no. But if we said yes once in a while, we'd probably have a lot more fun in life.
And I've noticed one thing, like, and I've talked with Ryan about it too. Like, when we are defaulting to no, because I mean, they'll just ask simple things and I'm immediately just like, no, mom, can I call my friend on your phone? No. And then I have to think about it. And it's like, why are you not letting her? Because you have your phone on. You're waiting for this phone call. Okay. Yes, you can call your friend, but just make sure if anybody beeps in, you tell Paisley, like, you have to get off the phone and you can call her back later. Like, it is that simple.
Yeah. And, you know, this happens a lot, like, in real estate with clients. They don't want to feel like they're putting you, like, they don't want, subconsciously, they don't want to be putting you out, like, you have to do a lot of work, instead of, like, we're able to talk them through, like, no, I want to do this buyer's consult right. with you, because if we can set you up for success early in the game, then it's going to be a lot easier to navigate this road. If we can tell you, pay off these credit cards, don't pay off this credit card, you need this, you don't need that, then we're able to assist you a lot quicker than if you're just fumbling through it on your own. So on both sides of the coin, you have to switch your perspective as just a human in the world. Stop defaulting to no.
Actually think, when stop and think, there's power in the pause.
Power in the pause, yes.
And so, when good. Someone asks you, the other thing I notice in, like, when I was doing, because I've been in sales for a long, long time, I sold cell phones, I sold Bibles, I sold Filter Queen vacuums, I've sold literally everything. And one thing I learned was you don't say, hey, how can I help you? Or, hey, you ask them, what brings you in today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's got you looking to move? Not, hey, can I help you sell your house? Do you need help selling your house? No. What's got you looking to move? Right?
Yeah. I need a bigger place. Got too many kids in this little teeny
boom,
tiny
now
house.
The gates are open. The gates are open.
Because we're problem solvers. And really, that's what it comes down to. So you have to remember it on both sides. Number one, humans stop defaulting to no. And number two, on the other side of the coin, let's flip our perspective. Not that no is an N-O, but maybe one thing Andy always says is it's K-N-O-W. They don't know enough to say yes yet. So I don't know enough about the process of buying a home to be able to say, yes, I'm ready to buy a home. Right. I might think I need more money, I need more credit, I need more this, I need more that.
You wouldn't be surprised at what people can buy a house with these days. I'm just putting it out there as I'm living the dream.
Yeah. So if you're getting no, let's figure out what else they need to know to be able to turn that no into a yes.
Yeah. And you can ask them, you know, the best way to do that, it has some questions, right?
Yeah. So no is not a roadblock. It's just an opportunity to be able to pivot, learn, and grow, you know, like back over to real estate. So if I'm talking to Mr. Smith and I say, okay, I understand you don't want to buy a new home now while interest rates are high, that totally makes sense. Nobody wants to have a high interest rate. However, let me ask you a question. If I could get you into that bigger home and you would only have to pay $100 more per month for the bigger home, would you be able to find something in your budget you could cut? Maybe you got a gym membership you got in January and there's no more new year, new me, and you're able to cut that out. Or maybe you guys don't. Dude, going out to eat. Me and Dave went out to eat this weekend and, like, it was $121. Stop and I was it. Like, why? Like, why was this $121? Like, we weren't at fine dining. We weren't at the Fed. So it's like, it is easier than you think to cut $100 out. Just don't go out to eat on Friday night.
Hashtag energy drinks suck up all of your money.
Yeah.
It is $10 for a 4-pack of Prime. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. So Dave's drinking a C4 and I'm drinking 2 Alani Nus, and that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's $10 right there.
That's crazy.
A day.
And you can't be afraid to ask those questions. Like, for the very first time at a listing appointment, you know, so I get them all excited, you know, figure out, we go through the house, yada yada. And then we're sitting down, we're talking graphs, we're talking numbers, and then I get to the contract. And I like to walk everybody through the listing contract. I'll usually ask them, like, do you want me to let you sit here and read this on your own, or should I walk you through? Most people are like, just walk me through, tell me what I need to know. So as I'm going through this, I get to the commission part, and he's like, I'm not signing anything today. And initially I said, that's okay. I said, let me just walk you through this. We'll go through your questions, yada, yada. So I get through this and I point blank looked him in the face and I was like, what's keeping you from signing with me today? We had a great time. We vibe. Like, what is keeping you signing? And he explained to me, which I already knew. He's like, I just bought the house. Like, it's a brand new build. I just closed in November of 23. He got job relocated. His wife, someone got job relocated. So the whole family, wife and kids, are now in Texas. And he's got this $530,000 house all to himself. And he's like, I don't need all this space. I want to unload this. He's like, I know I might take a bath, you know, so that's what's keeping him. He's got it for sale by owner. And I'm just like, oh my God, stop it. So I was like, okay. And I did exactly what Trisha said. If I can bring you, make sure, because we can't guarantee anything. I'm like, but if I can show you how I can bring you this amount of money so that you can walk away with this amount of money, would you be comfortable signing today? And he's like, yes. So we adjusted the contract accordingly. Bing, bing, bang, boom. Because I was like, you know what? 0% of zero is zero. So I like to meet people where they are. We love helping people. And you just have to be comfortable to point blank ask people why.
Yep, I love it. And like you're saying, once you have been able to reframe your perspective, you pivot and paint that picture, the next thing you did, which is what you did, is to listen actively. What exactly is the pain point and how can I solve that pain? Address those objections head on. When I was doing my listing appointment last week, he actually commented and he's like, I love that you're actually answering my questions and you're not just like, you know, bulldozing over them and telling me, you know, a random elevator pitch. You're actually giving me good information and a good why. And why does this strategy work like this? Whereas this strategy works like this, instead of just saying we are going to do XYZ and me telling him what we're going to do. I say some people do this and here's usually what the outcome is. Some people do this. And here's what the outcome is. Hey, success leaves clues. If you want to get this amount, your house is just like this, you price like this, you're probably going to get a similar outcome, right?
Right.
Easy to see, success leaves clues.
Absolutely. I love it so much. And then, so we talked about pivoting and painting, which I really love that because it's fun. Addressing objections head on. Trish just covered that. And we're back to persistence. That's truly what it comes down to. So if that guy would have told me the other day, no matter what you do, I'm not signing anything, you know, so long as you put your very best and you do all that you can do to accomplish the task, like there's only so much that you can control. So you also have to just stay positive. I would have walked away. I would have called him later. I would have sent him emails. I would have sent him more comps. I would have sent him more information. I would have showed up at his house. I would have sent him some cookies and thanking him for inviting me to his house and allowing me to even just come in and giving me an opportunity to potentially help him out and explain everything that's going to go down. That's really what it comes down to, I think, too, is when people are not at that, maybe I call it like the gate. If the gate is not open, there's only so much you can do. And you need to continue to follow up and make sure that you're persistent after you have that meeting or that conversation and just let them know, hey, even though you told me no, I'm still interested in working with you. Hey, do you know anybody else I could help? Because they've already met you. They already know that you're going to bring a ton of value to the table. For whatever reason, their gate's not open. Maybe they want to pass you off to Aunt Sally. Maybe they've got a cousin who needs an apartment. Like, you have to stay positive because you don't know, you know, what God is working out for you. You don't know how things are going to shake out. You know, maybe you do take this listing and maybe the person isn't cooperative. Maybe you don't sell for exactly what you want, but maybe you got some buyers out of it. Like, you really never know. So you have to stay persistent and you have to stay positive. Trisha was all over me about this because I've been in the trough of sorrows about our home hunt and a couple other things that have just, what I felt like was catching on fire. And Trisha's like, no, babe. But because I felt like it was catching on fire because I didn't have the KNOW. I was in the NO, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's another, like, great point that you kind of just, like, touched on is when you're in the pit, it feels a lot different than when you're on the outside. So being able to get an outside perspective, like, I'm hearing no, this is really frustrating, I'm stressed out, and then I'm able to come in and say, your stress is valid, your feelings are valid. However, from an outside perspective, if we breathe, we take a minute, we say this, then we do this, this will be our outcome. And yeah, if you can really just break it down to, like, what are the simple steps that I need to take to get me from here to here, from the no to the yes? Like, let's just break that down in the simplest perspective. And then having somebody that you lean on that comes in and can show you that way, can show you that path, that's going to, you know, make it all the easier.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you for keeping me out of prison the last couple of weeks.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I think that is a wrap for us. I'm so excited that you joined us. We know that you have a plethora of options and we really appreciate you being here. So if you like the show, make sure you like the show and don't forget to share and slap that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Leave us a comment so we know that you dig this. And if you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out to us. We really love to connect with our audience. It's our absolute favorite. And we drop fresh content every Thursday. So come back next week for some more Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots on the ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.